Republican Senator Bob Welch fired away at Administration Secretary Mark Murata.
So he didn't contradict what I said. It's a new casino. Next, you said that you are not negotiating.
It's not a new casino. So it's
what definition is it not a new casino if they put 10,000 slot machines?
They already have slot machines.
At issue are the renegotiations of Indian gaming compacts Governor Doyle put on the fast track to help balance the budget. His next two-year budget includes $237 million of extra money from tribes running casinos. In return, the compacts are expected to have no end dates. The Republican-majority legislature pounced on the governor over the compacts, voting last week to give themselves oversight of compact negotiations. The chairman of the committee hearing from the Doyle administration compares negotiations with the tribes to a runaway train. Republican Senator Ron Brown.
I feel like I'm stepping in front of a locomotive that is up to full speed, and I'm attempting to try and identify for the citizens in the state of Wisconsin what is the cargo upon this locomotive that is running full speed.
DOA Secretary Murata told legislators upset about the plan to use Indian gaming payments to help balance the budget to come up with their own.
If Republicans or any others in the legislature vote to deny hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, then it's up to the people who voted to deny that to tell us what other services will be cut or what other revenue should be generated to fill the gap. No abstract ideas, but equal dollar amounts in specific programs that they believe to be should be cut or revenues that should be raised to fill that.
According to the administration, the only compact already signed is one with the Potawatomi. Compared with the old compact, under which the tribe paid the state $6.3 million a year, the new deal calls for the tribe to pay the state $34 million in 2004 and $43.5 million in 2005. The 2005 money is directed to the University of Wisconsin. Thereafter, the tribe would pay between 6% and 8% of its net winnings to the state each year. In return, the compacts would allow expanded games, including any games tribes in surrounding states might have, and provide for, but not impose, renegotiation after 25 years. The governor is in the midst of negotiations with 10 other tribes. He's expected to veto the bill passed by the legislature, allowing its members final say on the compacts. The legislature is expected to then try to override his veto. If that fails, some lawmakers say they will try going to court to stop the governor's efforts on Indian gaming compacts. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.